procurement and an RFP and start a separate, you know, our contracts with them. But and consulting firms and staff can work well together. It's just that we've sort of been two ships passing in the night, right?
So just from a practical point of view, it kind of makes sense to have one consultant for both.
But we have different standards and different processes.
Different
funding.
Yeah. Different requirements. Right. Like the boardman, they could have had needed to have their plan done in June, but we get through December. So I get
Your communication with the city boardman has been good. Well,
sounds like Clint's done most of the coordination with
boardman. I'm just asking you. No, you're not involved in that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll reach out again.
Yeah, it's limited because it's not really, it's not the city of Boardman that's working on it. It's the PAC plan with the Parks Master Plan.
Parks Master, and that's also with the Boardman. It's the city and the rec district.
And the rec district. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had limited communication with, specifically with the city and with their planning department. And it's, they've been very timely and helpful. It's just been a lot of, we're working on it as well. We're working on their internal stuff. We're having conversations with these different entities locally, and we'll touch base. It's kind of the best way I've heard it is we'll touch base when we're ready. I kind of feel like just the nature kind of, I don't want to say the hierarchy, that doesn't make sense, but sort of the county and into the city, the county or the city isn't going to necessarily adopt or take too much into consideration what the county is doing outside, but the county is going to take into consideration what the city is doing and sort of adopt
so
that.
So
not to pass the buck here or anything, but we are kind of waiting on the city to finalize their plan they've been working on, and then we can then make reference to it to the extent that we think.
You're just kind of seeing as you're going to connect here at the west end and here at the east end, and that's as far as and what happens in the middle of your office.
It's not the county's jurisdiction.
Yeah, to put it bluntly, yes, let us know what you're doing between these two gaps, and we will do the best to reference that in our plan that is a concept plan. Okay. I think that's probably the best way to put it.
I see.
So just to be clear, there's nothing south of I-84 on your guys' map currently.
I would want to pull up the map.
No, there is. It goes through the port and then it crosses.
Lane.
South.
Not on
just
Laurel Lane.
No, yep, but it goes on Marine to Ullman to Columbia.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, and then it would go on, like, we would label it, call it the Heritage Trail, but it would more or less be your sidewalks or your bike path through the city of Boardman on Main Street till you get to Wilson, and then it would go all the way up to Tower Road and then over Tower Road.
Okay. So the city of Boardman could change what's inside the city.
Absolutely. And then
that is tentative, because there are discussions. I'm told there are discussions happening on the options to extend west of Boardman.
Yeah, and the city's really made a lot of progress working with like BPA and Army Corps on some of those sections. So we're letting them lead that process to see exactly how it might work. And it's entirely possible that there might be a route that, additional route. So there might be trails that intersect, right? And one is more or less the Heritage Trail and the other one is really a city path.
So when you're going, I thought the whole thing was along the river. That shows you what I know.
It kind of is, but you've got to go in through town to get there.
Yeah,
that's right.
You get west of Boardman, then it goes on like Wilson.
Yeah, until you get to Tower Road. Until you get to Tower Road, because really, north of the interstate, there is no place to put a trail.
There'd be as many mosquitoes there, nobody can.
You have the freeway, railroad track, and then the river.
And the shoreline abutment, and there's no place to put a trail between that that interstate and the Columbia River.
Perfect.
So that's why it comes through town and would go along Wilson until it gets to Tower, and then it would cross over Tower Road. And we're this is also intersecting with our interchange area management plan that we're doing with ODOT that we haven't workshopped with you yet either.
Oh, all the way to Terminal Canada.
Right here is where on the right side of the screen you've got Loves and the Tower Road intersection there, and then crossing north over the freeway.
Back along the river.
And so that is very, very much a long-term plan for this trail segment. There's a lot of discussion that needs to happen, and I would say it's not our highest priority at this point.
And so is that Core and Port of Morrow land?
North of the interstate, it's Port of Morrow and Three Mile Canyon Farms. And it's like a checkerboard ownership. North of I-84.
So that's private property, though, Three Mile Canyon Farms.
That's pure. Yeah, I guess that's exact. I guess that's right. And that's really a concept. So I'm corrected. 3 Mile is private property.
Right.
And the port is also, they're the property owner. So we do not have a specific alignment along there. And that's why when Lizzie says you'll have to have those agency and landowner agreements, that's where they would be. So I do stand corrected. On that part, there is private ownership. And this will remain in place until that property develops. And we'd say, hey, can we include in your subdivision a route to connect the trail? And as they would do subdivision or land partition design, then we'd have a specific alignment.
So do you have, and all these, you've talked to 3 Mile and Port of Morrow and everybody's on board?
We've talked to Port of Morrow. We've had some discussions with 3 Mile, primarily in the context of the interchange area management plan.
The only reason I've been asking is if I were to see my land on something and wasn't talked to first, I would be a little upset.
Mm-hmm. I believe this follows the current alignment in the concept plan from 2000. There were very little deviations from the 2000 concept plan. So we are kind of upholding what was in the 2000 plan.
Probably have different owner now. I think it's something that should be thought about, reaching out to them and letting them know that this concept is out there still, and you want to use it for future. Because like I said,
your point is well taken, and we have raised it to them. I'll just make sure, Commissioner Peterson, we do it a little bit more formally.
Okay.
And that way they will know.
And the Loves, is that an underpass, right?
It's an overpass.
Overpass.
And that whole intersection, you'll see that before.
Stay tuned for that one.
Another reason it's very much
proposed
and not, a lot of these discussions aren't happening recently because we recognize this is a longer term. However, it is proposed on paper, so I...
Is there room on the current overpass?
No, that's all.
That's why we're doing this interchange area management plan with ODOT,
And then the land that's north... Overpass. You know, a little bit of acreage here, but the land that is north of I-84, west of Loves, that's essentially all undeveloped ground, right?
It is all undeveloped, yeah.
Yeah. No farming, I mean, per se, anything, just...
Well, west of it, it does become Columbia River Bay pretty quickly, or not a lot of room, really. East of it, I should say.
But, yeah.
Is there not an underpass somewhere on there?
He's east of, or sorry, west
of Loves
right now. Yeah.
So west right now we have the solar panels going in.
Yes.
Well, that's
on the south side.
Okay. So then on the north side, that's where they're proposed by the railroad tracks? Possibly.
We don't even know. Probably north of the railroad tracks, yeah.
And they ought to be houses. Yeah.
It could be. It's zoned industrial, actually. So there
very
is.
Loose.
Yeah. We did do some outreach, but not that one-on-one that I think Commissioner Peterson is suggesting. And it's a good idea. We just haven't got to that point.
I just know because I was going to tell you, I went to a thing. We were doing my own schools, and somebody who was running it said, well, we'll just have this land and we'll build this land and we'll build it across the creek.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, did you talk to him? And they're like, well, no, but he'll do it. And, well, three people were related to him and a hired man, and I was one. And it's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
I've been to meetings where landowners find out that things are going across their land at the meeting, and it usually doesn't go over well.
No.
It was probably said. No one told me.
Do you have any additional questions for Elizabeth? Okay. Thank you for presenting.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Yep.
Our next agenda item is correspondence, which you'll find in your handout. A couple different monthly updates since we didn't meet.
The August and September.
Mm-hmm.
I know because we only were in, we had the, we were invited to the workshop with Boardman in August, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anything?
One item that's not in the, I'm one of the departments that gets invited to do a monthly update rather than a quarterly update. Some of the items seem, we update the update.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're long-term projects. Sometimes there's some repetitive stuff. Every month, Caitlin gives an update on her code compliance, just in numbers. We don't identify folks. I always write them. It's a team effort. All of us put a little bit, and I get the final edit and review. I always write it so that if somebody finds it and it's a standalone document, it's not completely out of context, or they could understand historically what has happened. I like to keep them saying, oh yeah, we did that last year. So anyway, one of the items that's not in the monthly update, we found out 2 weeks ago that the city of Irrigan is appealing the Board of Commissioners' decision on a trucking business, the Mr. Campos.
The one on Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise.
So the Planning Commission approved
that
it.
Yeah.
The Planning Commission approved it. It got appealed to the board. The board upheld the Planning Commission's decision, and the city of Irrigan is appealing it. And I just heard that the city of Boardman's filing like an amicus brief to support the appeal as well.
Okay.
So I'll just stay tuned. I know in the past you've said, well, what happens when our decisions get appealed, and I think that's the only one that has happened in the last several months.
I'm just happy for one that they're upholding their decisions now.
They absolutely did, yeah.
How did you get Stephen to walk 4 miles when there was a drone to be used?
He had his drone.
Yeah, it was like he was walking it.
I was just curious on that part. So, does anybody have any questions on the updates? Hearing none at this time, I'll entertain public comments. It will be, please remember, it's public comment, it's not a hearing, and it will be limited to 5 minutes per comment.
First of all, thank you. My name is Jonathan Tolman. I'm a landowner inside the city limit. I've got to describe the process, okay? I can show you proof right now that the September 25th meeting goes across county land, okay? Not just the 3 mile, other stuff as well. I sent that letter on September 17th to Tampa. It was supposed to be reviewed on September 30th at first. This is why I was expecting to say this piece, okay? I'm not trying to offend, I'm not trying to, just like you said, if you're a landowner and this box is in your property, are you gonna be a little upset and go through your property? Yes, you're gonna be a little upset. I'm a little upset because this isn't the first time. This is the third or fourth time. And I'm just trying to communicate these things. And everything's overlooked. Just September 25th, because I watched the meeting online, Norma talks about it. They just approved it, and it's going against to the City Planning Commission. And I've asked all these questions. I've sent Tamara numerous other emails asking for a separate view from the county, from the city, instead of rubber stamping what the city does, because I'm asking for all these specifics of all these goals. And all I'm asking is for these processes to be followed. Every time they've gone around me and it boxes in my property and devalues my property. This should be of great concern to you guys, people as landowners in this room, because it devalues what your family heritage and your generations of what you're doing. And I don't know how to say that in a nice way, and I apologize if that's ever disrespectful. But it is so sad. And I brought up other issues as far as complaints, and I am ignored, and it's 3 years, and it's like, oh, no big deal, sorry, we'll get to you. I am sorry, okay? But if I ask to be held at the same standard that everybody from the big corporations down to the little corporations, I'm not asking for too much. I know I'm not asking for too much. But I can show you with specifics, with all this stuff, they don't work, the city won't work with it. All they want to do is take and condemn and then make millions of dollars from it so that they can get a bloated budget. And I've tried to sit down and make this work, and I can show this. Now, I just want to add this up, this final plea here, okay? Because this all coincides, okay? The Columbia River Heritage is folded into the Boardman Park Master Plan, which directly affects and complicates the transportation system plan protocol. It also is recognized both as a local indemnity managed by the city and the districts and the county and the Port of Morrow. This planning treats it as a critical part of its park and trail networking going forward. They're going to go from Laurel Lane all the way out to Tower Lode with a BPA power line trail. And I've got pictures to prove the whole thing. And this is the stuff that I did. They've got my property that is an RV site, then they've got it blurred out, and then now it's back to a trail on there. I don't know what they're doing. I've reached out for specifics. Like I said, I just said reach out to Tamara about. I don't get any answers. And you're seeing my frustration, Ms. Ekstrom, okay? And I apologize for that. But when I can't get answers and I finally get someone in front of me, I say things that don't come out the wrong right way.
So, Jonathan, are you talking about land in the county or in the city?
Both.
That's your land, both and?
Yes, okay. And I can show you a picture that's on September
20th. We'll see it on the next meeting, I'm sure.
Well, but everything gets pushed under.
We'll see it on the next meeting, I'm sure.
Well,
it's public now, so I mean, I don't think Tamara will hide anything. You let us know, so we will look for it.
Everything's overlooked. Yeah. Not hiding is overlooked.
We won't overlook.
Okay. And do you mind if I hold you accountable to that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. No, and that's all that I ask. And I'm sorry. Again, no disrespect. This happens over and over and over. It isn't an accident anymore. It's on purpose. This is a subterfuge. That's all it is. And it takes money from our county residents, and it affects your guys' services because tax dollars aren't allotted correctly. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. With that, I think we have our next meeting is October 20th. I just may have made that up.
You're right. 28th. October
28th. October 28th. Okay. All right, I think that's all. Does anybody else have any questions for Tamara or staff?
My comment would be, is there a way, Tamara, that we can get an inventory or look at this of the ground that is available for data centers in the county on whether that be port ground or whatever? Because we all sit here in these meetings when we hear these proposals that come forward and saying there isn't any land available, and we have to take the applicant's word for it that there is, and we don't really know. So can we get, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't know that, you know, how much land is or isn't available, so it'd be nice if we had that fact. Yeah. You know, how many acres of specifically for data center size. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean 80 acres? Does that mean
what zoning accommodates?
That's the question, right? Port industrial and heavy industrial.
I can't remember.
Space Age Industrial doesn't. Space Age is really an overlay zone over a farming zone. Mm-hmm. They would have to do, somebody would have to file.
So that wouldn't be in the inventory. What I'm asking is what is in the inventory that is ready to go now?
So we might not have that information. We could tell you, Stephen, are you listening? We could probably tell you where the, I mean, if it's in the Port of Morrow, so all the property the Port of Morrow owns, where we see parcels that are created that are 80 to 100 acres may be a data center site.
Okay.
If there are larger parcels, they could then, you know, in the future be developed for a data center site. So, some of the port industrial property is farmed. And then otherwise, it would be, I hear what you're saying, and I don't want to sound like we can't do it, but I'm not sure that it would be at a level of accuracy that would
satisfy your... I don't think it would be asking for that, but I've sit here in these meetings and feel a little bit frustrating that we, the applicant gives us this information that there's nothing available, and it's like we kind of have to take their word for it.
I think I see where he's going. I think he's trying to, especially for somebody who's looking for a zoning amendment. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Someone who's looking for a zoning amendment, because we just had one that came through. I abstained from it.
Yes, you did. Properly.
For exclusive data center use, I believe.
It was an overlay zone that rezoned it only for a data center,
right.
And then if a data center is not built, it falls back to the farming or the underlying zoning.
And I think to your point as well, within that rezone, part of that that application, that process, was doing a study for alternate locations.
Correct.
And that's
exactly,
and I
don't know if you were here, the one that was prior to that, but we heard this exactly.
Well, and actually, not only do they make that statement, but they back it up with analysis
right.
of other locations, because part of the exception process is that you look at other locations that would be suitable and not require a plan
right.
amendment or a zone change. And both of those two, in the past couple of years,
right.
had that data in that pack in their application packet.
What
we just don't.
How much ground does the port have that's of that size?
I don't know. I mean, and anything larger than 100 acres could be
sure,
partitioned
rezoned.
To create, could be rezoned for that, right?
I mean, that's not what, I don't think that's what you're asking for, though. You're asking, basically, can we give credence or approve or disprove or prove their findings?
Could we
is
challenge...
what you're trying to say.
Could we challenge what the applicant says when they say, you could, absolutely. You could say, you discounted everything on the Army Depot. We think that land is suitable for a data center. It's just not ready today. It might
it's
be ready 2 years from now.
CDA is going to be tied up for a while.
That argument, because it's not ready today, but what is ready today?
Yeah.
On the port ground, I guess, mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, so part of it, it's not just a matter of acreage, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's access to fiber, water, wastewater, so potable water.
Transmission lines.
That's the other biggie. So it would, that's the sort of analysis that the developers do. I could speculate, but I'm not sure.
I just don't 100%
that. Yeah, Stephen.
Cameron, one of the other things, there was a land or a zone swap proposal. This was, I think, back in 2017 or 2018. Some 1,000 friends got involved, and it was going to be a 1-for-1 EFU and I think general industrial. The other thing that these data centers can't be built by is heavy traffic, train or rail, or rail or road, because it's something to do with the vibration from the traffic can mess with their systems, really sensitive to vibrations.
Oh, I didn't know about that because that predates me, but I do know that there is a, I want to say a quarter mile, it might not be that far, setback from residences, and that has to do primarily with diesel emissions and noise impacts.
Noise pollution.
But we do have some. Do you remember that the one that did not require a rezone? It's on Bombing Range Road.
Right.
And the only reason it went to Planning Commission is because it was within what distance of land that was zoned for residential. So if it's within, and I think it actually abutted on like a corner there. So
well,
that
I can bring this question up next time. It's pertinent.
So I'm just, I don't want to, I feel like I'm placating you. I'm just saying I'm not sure how to get you the information you want because anything zoned port industrial is on the table, but I don't have
well,
the
information. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much port industrial is there? I
guess
personally
you can
don't know.
Google it. Because that's
I'm
what I'm
going
to do now.
Yeah.
Could we get an
search.
Overlay map of that, Stephen?
Oh,
you mean
I
pull up.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
We'll just email them.
Stephen could share the our interactive map, and if you show the zoning, you look at everything zoned port industrial. You also have the background, so if it's undeveloped.
Yeah, it's on there.
That's what I'm asking.
Which is a relatively new feature in terms of years, because like it, I want to say even 5 years ago, it wasn't really working.
The interactive map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Stephen's really fine-tuned it.
Okay. Yeah.
What we could give you, Commissioner, would be easy, would be a list of the zones that do allow data centers.
There you go.
And you can look at it. Keeping in mind, again, that is only an inventory of land, not taking into consideration.
Okay, well, I didn't know how easy or hard it was going to be.
Well,
it would be something that, if it was going to take some time to develop it before the question comes up.
It would, you would think it's readily available, but you see, like, all that light purple area, it's not just a matter of calculating, identifying which parcels are of a certain size. There's other uses on those properties that the port may or may not want to repurpose for a data center, and the data center might not want to be located there. But there are some farm circles in that, you can see those under there that are in those industrial zones.
Okay. And that's the industrial stuff right now? That's
the light is port industrial. Is the dark purple general industrial, Stephen?
Yeah, correct.
And the green dark is EFU.
This is,
and the green is EFU.
So there's not that much. That,
and the dark is.
That's what I'm trying to get my head around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you, yeah, those zones allow it. So any of that land that you see up there and then the stuff over by Tower Road, it has the correct zoning, but whether or not it has all those other features, I don't know.
Right. Well, I didn't realize this was so easy, so. Cool.
Okay. No, actually, I know. I was thinking, oh my gosh, does he want to do like a full like development analysis?
If
and
we could just get a copy emailed to us.
That's awesome.
Of what? It's really just a link.
This is just a link. That's on our website. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You guys keep breaking up. Is there a question on how to get to the map? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I do think that is a question. Yes, Stephen.
So that's easy. Just go to the Morpay website. And then hover over our government. And then drop down to planning.
Yeah.
I'm going slow because I'm pretty sure there's a delay between what I'm saying and what you're seeing on the screen. So you go to planning. And then on the left-hand side, GIS mapping and dashboards, click on it. You get interactive maps, story maps, and data dashboards. The interactive map lives under here. And there's the Parcel Explorer, the Energy Explorer, and the Columbia River Enterprise Zone. So there's three different interactive maps that you can go to. And you just click on here.
And those are public records. So like
anyone
can see it.
It's on our website, yeah.
Yeah, yep. anyone can see it. And the basic public record of any owned property that is legally allowed to be disclosed should be on there. Is that right, Stephen?
I'm sorry.
The basic information, the basic public record information of property parcels should be on that interactive map.
Yeah, correct.
So like property owner.
Well, the property, that's a whole other story for another day. The property owner.
Okay.
But what I don't know is, you know, I have a feeling for what the Port of Morrow owns, farm ground, particularly between Boardman and Erigan, but I don't know how much of that is industrial and how much of that is EFU. See, that's what I was getting at.
And our, as Stephen just said, our interactive map does not show land ownership. Onyx Maps does.
Well, you can also find the map online. Go to Morrow County property records.
You can go to find property ownership. So the easiest way, without having this on here right now, the easiest way to do that is click on the tax lot, get your assessor's map and tax lot number, and then you have to go to the, one second. Hover over our government, go to the assessment and tax, go down to property records, assessment, property records, and then this little link down here, they kind of hide it. You click on it, and it'll bring up your property search, your online property search, and you can search by, if you know the tax account ID, the name, the address, the map. And when you do the map, it's got to be done a certain way. It's difficult. It's not easy. But if anybody ever needs help navigating any of these technical things on the website, just give me a call.
I think I'm satisfied, okay. I understand that it's easy enough that if we ask this question, we can get the maps popped up. And we can
It's just, when you ask that question, I automatically want to give you like the full empirical analysis, and it's just, that would be super challenging to do.
That's not what I'm asking.
Okay, but it's an excellent question, it's just...
Okay, I would like to make a comment about public comment. When a person in our audience is making public comment, it is advised that we do not respond to any questions. It just needs to be, it's not. So in the future, that said, that's the way that we should handle it, per also our attorney.
That's different.
Per our attorney, because, yeah, because it's not testimony, it's not any of that. So in... Any additional questions?
Just, that's right. Thank you for sharing that. And Dan's still there. We should listen only. I appreciate the overtures. We've been responding to a lot of stuff. And when we get comments from the public, we don't drop what we're doing and respond to them. We have an overwhelming amount of records requests right now. We've had requests relative to code enforcement. And... we don't have an active list of address and location, nor would we want to have that, and nor would we want to share that. Those things are not, that's between the county and the landowner. So we're being challenged on a lot of fronts. So I did panic a little bit, so the deputy did come and didn't come in, so we diffused the whole situation, and I think we have good reason to be a little concerned. But Dan's tutelage is listen, don't respond, don't interact. If you're in a public hearing, that's different.
Yes.
So if they have testimony, and there's always an opportunity for the appointed planning commission to ask questions and to respond, but not during a work session, and not public comment means you're simply listening.
So I'd like to just add, use that gavel. As soon as he started talking, I don't think he should have been able to talk as much as he did because it was not public comment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he did a great job, but yeah.
But yeah. So yeah. Are we all good?
Dan, anything else?
The one next year. I just skipped all the rest of the meetings for the year.
That might work.
Oh, we can't hear you, Dan.
You did handle it as well as you could. Sometimes people just kind of occupy the space to take over. But the reason for not kind of responding and engaging is you'll get a conversation going. And the point of when it isn't a public testimony situation, you want to pull out of them all their testimony. Say all your points. And oftentimes you have other people who need to testify. You want to get it all out.
Yeah.
And if you start responding, then you get a conversation going, and they'll think of other new different things to talk about, and it becomes sort of never-ending. And so that's why when people are testifying or providing public comments, just force them to say it, spit it all out, get it all out, and then move on. Sometimes there's a response is warranted, like this guy sees plans are being made for his property. You know, it's not really if it's within your jurisdiction, you should think about it and ask staff to look into that and get a response to this guy's comments to you. But avoid the conversation between you and the public.
Yeah, I get that.
That's not the point.
And I think the deal was it was unique. Of all the hearings we've had all this public testimony pertinent to an issue where there are questions and answers.
Well, when we've had a hearing,
I don't know that we've ever had it.
Yeah, you can be judicious about asking questions.
So, but I was wrong.
Is there going to be a work session for the 90% too?
That's what I was planning, and Dan, I need to interested, it will be another work session, and it's not going to be an amendment to our comprehensive plan. So at the Planning Commission level, it will just be work session. At the board level, it will be an adoption of a plan, like our natural hazard mitigation plan we did last year, year before last. It's not technically a legislative action. It's just a plan that we have.
So the Planning Commission doesn't make a recommendation to the board?
Yeah, I guess they would, but if we have a work session on 90%, then we might have to bring it back. We've run out of contract with Lizzie, so yeah, they would make a recommendation.
But we'd wait till 100%, correct?
Ideally, but usually 100% is, like, you would have 90%, we make some final adjustments, then it goes to print. So when it goes to the Board of Commissioners, it's like a final product.
We wouldn't see, okay, but you want us to recommend on a product that's only 90% done?
Oh yeah, please do.
So I maybe should have explained this a little bit earlier. So at JUB, we have a 60, 90, 100 kind of process that we use. So a 60% plan as presented to you is a black and white Word document, no pictures, no color. It's just the text. And so you guys will be reviewing that over the next week and provide any comment, and then we take those edits with the existing document and turn it into a 90% that now has formatting and color and pictures and is like basically at the finish line. And that we would share that updated design document with you. And that's like the 90% that's basically 100%, but not all the way there, because we want to get your review after it's been, you know, make sure we have the right pictures and you like, you know, the things that are bolded. Those kind of like specific details and that like 90%. And then once we get the recommendation of like, yep, as long as you swap out this picture, make sure this is bolded, you know, those are the small things but also important, then we would take it to the Board of County Commissioners, because we would have already included any comments in the 60 and the 90, and it would be like the 100% for
and then it would be presented to the board. You know, Planning Commission saw the 90% and had these changes, and those are incorporated into the final design. Otherwise, I mean, we never budgeted for them to come back to us three times and to the board that many times.
I as long as it's just like formatting or
simple
things, not any
not
substantive. Because I would not vote on something that is 10% that you would maybe, that's not that.
Yes, absolutely.
It sounds like to a certain extent 90% is somewhat of an arbitrary number. And
yeah,
it's
what 90s. Engineers use. I don't know if anyone's an
internal, internal number.
But that's what, I'm not an engineer either. I've just adopted it because I work with engineers. But yeah, it's kind of like a stage 1, 2, and 3. That's kind of how I like to think about it.
So it's pretty much final, but you can't call it final till it's...
That's exactly what we did today with the EFU, and that was the 90%.
That's a really good.
That's how I was going to say
97.
Okay.
Maybe.
I mean, that was my interpretation of it. Was it's presented to us, we give our feedback on it, and if we don't have any feedback at that point in time,
yeah, okay,
we still have to make a recommendation.
Yeah, but we can make recommendations. Be like, we like this, but can you get rid of this, this, and this, or add this, and this.
Right. I forgot. I also printed out like a 90% version. I don't know if you want to take a look at it just to see if you're a visual person, colors and pictures.
Yes.
I printed out a version. It does have markups on it, but I was like, I can at least share if, I guess, I think we talked about sharing.
We also have that we can print and mail out if you all want like a paper copy of it.
I'm fine.
Or do you want to do it to
you
wait? You want to wait?
It. Yeah, I...
Do you want to wait for the 90%?
There are spelling errors, there are formatting things. I've like marked it up a bunch. I can just like show right here. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, that's your. Yeah, I got it. I would rather see something that didn't have.
Oh, your working notes on it?
Yeah. Because I don't want anyone to ever see my working notes, because I'm a doodler and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Like pictures. You can't see my edits because they're small, but this is kind of the general idea of what the plan will look like.
Okay,
so this is a good example of a 90% with, you know, no spelling errors, making sure, like, Like these are duplicate pictures, those will not be duplicate pictures on the section maps, that kind of stuff. But it was out just in case anyone wanted to get an idea of where we were headed for like the design of the report.
So I like those black pages, those are
great. Yeah,
okay. So. All right, any, are we all good?
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you to everybody, for sure.
Thank you.
Probably
one of the most
exciting things
that
the
carrying
has been to.
Good job.
We have interesting needs.
Let's see.
For
do
a
I
command? They
get
interesting sometimes.
I know you can.
Yeah.
Recording stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.